Today's daf is Yevamos daf Chof Dalet, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Chof Dalet Omer Aleph, the Mishnah. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Fager Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Yisachar ben Hinda Liba, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindl bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Shlomo ben Yabad L'chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv, and Le'ilu Nishmas Doiv Beryl ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So today's daf is a relatively light daf. It deals with Yesoidis related to Mesachtes Yevamos, however, without some of the intensity of some of the dafin that deal with Yesoidis related to Mesachtes Yevamos. So we're familiar with the basic concept of Yibum. It says in the Torah, Ki yesh v'achim yachdav, if there will be two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, umeis achad mehem, and one of them dies, Reuven, Uvein ein loy, and he leaves over no children. Says the Torah, Loisia eshes ameis achutzel lishzar. Reuven's aman is not simply allowed to just go ahead and marry anyone that she wants. Rather, yevama yava yaleh ulekacha loy leisha v'yibma. Shimon, the brother that's alive, has a mitzvah to be miyabein eshes Reuven. What happens if, when Reuven died, he left over not just one brother Shimon, but several brothers? Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. What happens if when Reuven died, he left over not just one wife, but multiple wives? Do all the brothers have to do Yibum? Do all the Yevamos have to have either Yibum or Chalitza in order for them to be able to get married? So the answer is, this is Yevamos 101-101. Of course not. One Yavam needs to do either Yibum the Chalitza to one Yavam. And as soon as one Yavam is Miyabin, or is Chaylitz, one of the Yavamis, Talach is all the Yavamin apate from their mitzvah, and all the Yavamis are now Mutaris Lashok. They're allowed to get married to anybody that they want to get married. There was a very fundamental machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on Daf Yoram and Beis with regards to the lumdis of how exactly that works. Rabbi Yochanan holds that when one Yavam does Yibum or Chalitza, he's acting as a shliach, he's acting as an agent on behalf of all the other Yavamin. So really, all the Yavamin need to do either Yibum or Chalitza. But the Chiddush of Yibum says that when one Yavam does the Yibum or Chalitza, he's a shliach on behalf of all the other Yavamim, shluchai shaladim to Maisai, and therefore it's as if they did it. The same is true for the Yavama, said Rabbi Yochanan. When one Yavama receives Yibum or Chalitza, she acts as a shliach on behalf of all the other Yavamais, and therefore it's considered as if all of them received the Yibum or Chalitza as well. Reish Lakish argued. Reish Lakish says no. The Yavam that does Yibum, he's the Miyabim, and the one that does Chalitza, he's the Chaylitz. And the same is true for the Yavama. The one that receives the Yibum, the one that receives the Chalitza, she's the one that ultimately partook in this mitzvah. What about everybody else? No, they didn't. Avada Reish Lakish is Maida, that once one Yavam does Yibum or Chalitza, all the other Yavam are going to be Pater. And Avada Reish Lakish is Maida, that once one Yavam receives the Yibum the Chalitza, all the other Yavamis are going to be Pater. But in terms of the lumdis, how it works, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when one Yavam and one Yavam do the mitzvah, it's as if they all did mitzad the halacha of shlichos. According to Reish Lakish, there is no shlichos, and it's the Yavam and the Yavama that engaged in the mitzvah that are the ones that are Mekai in the mitzvah. Stating that, here's the question. So Reuven dies, he leaves over not just Shimon, but Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, several brothers. Which one of the brothers has the schus to be the one to do the Yibum or the Chalitza? You make a Goyrel? Is there one that actually has the schus? It's a mitzvah. So who is it that has the schus to be able to do the mitzvah? That is the topic of the first part of today's daf. Zok the Hilga Mishnah. Mitzvah begadol liyabim. The mitzvah is for the gadol, the oldest of the brothers, to do the yibum. Vim kadam hakatan zoch. However, if one of the younger brothers went and he preempted the gadol and he did the yibum or the chalitza, of course it's going to work. But you want to know who has the mitzvah? Mitzvah begadol liyabim. There's a din lechatchila for the gadol, the eldest of the brothers, to be the one that's going to do the yibum. Says the Gemara. How do you know this? Tan Rabbanon. We learned in a braisa. And this braisa, it's a very, very important braisa, because it's going to darshin one of the psukim in the parasha of Yibum, and the drashas that emerge from this braisa are very, very critical drashas to understanding the very basics of Yibum. So the first pasuk we just mentioned, Ki yesh bo achim yachdav v'chulu. What's the second pasuk? V'hoya b'chor ashetele. Yakum al shem achav hameis v'lo yimach yishmoy b'Yisrael. Now, it's impossible to learn this pasuk without looking in Rashi and the Teresh of Alpeh and not be mefarish the pasuk as follows. The pasuk says there's a mitzvah of Yibum. And then the pasuk says, v'hoya b'chor ashteled, that it will be in the event that a child will be born through the Yibum. So the oldest child that will be born, Yakum al shem achav hameis, he will be in place of the brother that died, and that will assure that this person, Reuven, who died and left over no children, won't be machoy miyisrael. He won't be wiped off the face of the earth. He's going to have a continuation. He's going to have some perpetuity. He's going to have a hamshach. So what the pasuk seems to be saying is that what's the tachlis of the Yibum? So that there should be a child. He will be, quote unquote, yakum al shem achiv ameis. And like this will assure v'lo yimach ishmoy miyisrael. Stating that the Gemara is about to darshan this pasuk, and what's going to emerge from the drasha is anything but the way we just explained it. Says the Gemara, V'hoya b'char nikan, we learn from Yishu mitzvah b'gadol yabim, that there's a mitzvah for the b'char to do the Yibum. V'hoya b'char is not referring to the oldest child that was born as a result of the Yibum, but rather V'hoya b'char is referring to the Yavam, as if the V'hoya b'char is a continuation of the previous pasuk. Yavama yava yolel, ulekach aloi l'isha v'yibma, who, which brother, V'hoya b'char. It's the B'char, it's the oldest one. He's the one that should do it. Asha Teled, we learn from Yiprala Islandess, Shein Yoledess. An Islandess is a woman that can't have children, and as a result, she's exempt from the mitzvah of Yibum. Incidentally, even though one of the big sugis of Masechtes Yevamos is the sugi of Tsaras Islandess, Ravasi's Chiddush, that Tsaras Islandess Asura, Lemute de Ravashi, Le Asuye de Ravasi, right, it's one of the themes of Masechtes Yevamos is the sheet of Ravasi. But not to make the mistake, the chiddush of Ravasi was that the tzara of the islandess is aser. But as it relates to the islandess herself, it's pashut she's excluded from the mitzvah of Yibum. It's pashut she has a din of an esh esach shaloi b'malka mitzvah. She has absolutely no connection to the mitzvah. But either way, it says in the Torah, Asher Teled, we learn from here, prat islandess sheni yoledes. From the fact that it says Asher Teled, we learn that an islandess is excluded from the mitzvah of Yibum. Yakum al shem achiv, what does that mean? Lenachala. That the Yavam that does the Yibum, he's the one that yarshins his brother. Meaning when a man dies, if he leaves over possessions, there's a Dine Yerusha. Someone's going to yarshin his possessions. So who yarshins it? So ordinarily, there's a Seder of Nachlois. The Torah talks about it in Parshas Pinchas. It's mentioned in Shas, in Perek Yishnoichlin, in Masechtes Bava Basra. But there's a whole Seder of exactly how Yerusha works. The Torah says that V'hoya B'chor HaShetelet Yakum Al Shem Achiv. You know what that means, L'Nachlo? What it means is that the B'chor, which is the Yavam, the oldest Yavam, who has the schus to do the Yibum, he's going to yarshin his brother. You do Yibum, you get the Yerusha. Ato Emer L'Nachla says, is that really pshat? Maybe what it means is something else. Maybe what it means is, not V'hoya B'char is referring to the Yavam, but rather it's referring to the child that was born. So V'hoya B'char Ashetele, the child that was born, Yakum Al Shem Achiv, will be named after his father. So we should name him after the Ach Hameh. So for example, Yosef, in the event that the brother that died was Yosef, so throughout all the Rishonim, it's either Reuven or Shimon, but in the Gemara, it's Yosef, Karen Yosef, we'll name him Yosef. Yoichanan, if his name was Yoichanan, Karen Yoichanan, we'll call him Yoichanan. Maybe that's what it means when it says Yakum al Shem Achiv, so the Gemara says, Nemachan, Yakum al Shem Achiv, it says over Yakum al Shem Achiv, never that long, and it says somewhere else, Al Shem Achayim, Yikaru Benachalas, Mashama Amr, Mashema Amr Lalon, Nachlo, just look over there where it says Shem, what does it mean? It means Nachla, Al Shem Amr Khan, so to where it says Shem over here, when it means is Nachla. So what does Yakum al Shem Achiv means? It means that the Yavam gets to Yarsh and his brother that died. And finally, we learn from there, if Reuven was a Saras, he was someone that physically was not able to have children. So being that his Shmai was Machli anyways, he anyways couldn't have a Hemshuch. So therefore, there's not going to be a mitzvah now for his brother to go ahead and be Miyavim. So this Braisa, which teaches us some very important halachas. Number one, mitzvah begadol liyabim. Number two, an islandess doesn't fall liyibum. Number three, the brother that does Yibum gets to keep the entire Yerusha. And number four, if the Achanes, Reuven, or in our daf, Yosef or Yoichanan, was a Saris, there's no mitzvah of Yibum either. Where's it learned out from? The pasuk that says, V'hoya b'chor, asher teled, yakum ashem achiv ameis, v'lo yimach ishmoy miyisrael. And again, if you read that pasuk kepshutai, the pasuk does not seem to say what the Gemara darshan. The pasuk seems to say the purpose of Yibum is have a baby, and then the baby will be Yakum al Shem Achiv Ameis, which literally sounds like name this child after the late father. So that v'lo yimach ishmoy. So his name, literally his name, will not be wiped away mi Yisrael. But the Gemara darshan is completely different. The Hayah B'char is not the child that's born. It's referring to the oldest brother. He's the one that has the schus to do the Yibum. Ashetele is referring to the Yavama. She has to be a woman that's Ruyulahilid. Yakim Ashemachav Ameis is Nachlot, Yerusha, based on Exerishava. And Vala Yamachish might be Israel means that in the event that Reuven was a Saris, so he's not going to be included in the mitzvah of Yibum, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Rava said, even though we have a principle, we have a rule that in Kol HaTorah Kula, although there are so many drushes in Chazal, the entire backdrop of what we do every day, of Daf Yomi, of Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, it's darshaning psukim. So even though we constantly darshan psukim, and we seem to be mefarish psukim, that really are sometimes not even reminiscent of the Pashup Shad, still, we have a principle that a mikri yoytzeh b'dei pshutai, that at the end of the day, the Pashup Shad is still Pashup Shad. What does that mean? There's something called drush, there's something called remez, there's something called sayd, but there's of course also something called pshat. So whatever the pashup pshat is, that's always going to be emes. Now there may be emes in addition to the pashup pshat, all the drushes of Chazal, even if they're not the pashup pshat, but they're oichid emes, but avad the pshat is also emes. So there's a principle of emek yoytzeh b'dei pshutai. So it says, Rabbi, that's true in Kol HaTorah Kula, with one exception. Hach, over here it's different, because asoy gzereshava, afikte mi pashte legamri. Over here the gzereshava says that the Pashup Shah in the Pasuk is not the Pashup Shah in the Pasuk. What exactly was we referring to? The Pashup Shah in the Pasuk sounds like that the firstborn child that's going to be born should be named after the man that died. What's the real pshat? The oldest brother has a schus to do yibum, and when he does yibum, he gets to yarshin the entire nachla. And really, what it hinges on is what does it mean, yakim al shem achav ames? Does yakim al shem achav ames means he should be named after the mace? It means he should be named after the mace. Then the vahaya bechar is referring to the oldest child that was born. Ashetelet, when he's born, yakim al shem achav ames. If, however, yakim al shem achav ames is referring to the yavam, and what it's saying is that he gets to yarshin, so then vahaya bechar must be referring not to the oldest child, but it's the yavam. So vahaya bechar, it's going to be the oldest child, he has the schuz to do the yibum, and yakim al shem achav ames, when he does the yibum, he's the one that's going to end up with the drosh. And how did we know that yakim al shem achav ames means Yerusha? Was based on Gzeir Shavu. It says, yakim al shem achav, just like over there was l'nachlo, so over here it's l'nachlo, and this Zeresh Shava is being moitzi midei pashup shad in the pasuk. And Rava said, even though we have a principle that in kol ha'tayru kulei mikri yoytzi midei pshutai, this is an exception to the rule. Over here the pashup shad is moitzi, over here the pashup shad is not the pashup shad, and rather what we darshan is we darshan it based on what emerged from the Zeresh Shava. Says the Gemara, now if you like Zeresh Shava, have a mina shem shem mamish, sounds like what Rava is saying is that were it not for Zeresh Shava, I would have thought when it says yakum al shem, what does it mean? It means literally, you should name the child after the person that died. So the Gemara says, L'man k'mazer achmano. Pashup Shah in the Pasuk, even though it feels like what it's saying is that when the child is born, you should name him after the person that died. But really, if you look at the Pasuk a little bit more carefully, and if you look at the Pasuk more, here's the key word, grammatically, it doesn't really seem to line up. Why? Because it says the Gemara, the man kamaz rachman, who would the Pasuk be talking to? Meaning this Pasuk, v'hoya b'chayr ashetelet yakam ashe mochav ames, in the Pashup Shat, not the way the Gemara is darshaning in the price based on the Gzeir Shavu, that it's referring to the child that's born. So if there's a child that's born through the Yibum, yakam ashe mochav, who's the Torah saying, quote, Yakum Hashem Achiv. Who's the Torah talking to? Either Yavam, if it's talking to the Yavam, Yakum Hashem Achicham Ibayle. If the Pasuk's telling Yavam, you have a child, when it's going to be a bris, it's going to be the Yikari Shmai B'Yisrael, make sure if it's Yosef, if it's Yoichanan, if it's Reuven, if it's Shimon, whoever it is, so it should say, name him after your brother, right? The Yavam is the brother of the mace. So why does it say Achiv? It should say Achicha. Now, either way, do you know, maybe it's referring to Bezin. So it's telling Bezin, Bezin, you make sure that in the event that there's a child that's born, name the child after his brother, it should be named the child al shem achi avim ibayle. Name him after the child's brother's, the child's father's brother, right? Because you're not naming him after his brother, it's not the baby's brother, it's the baby's father's brother who was the achames. So the Gemara says that's not a time. Meaning, what the Gemara is trying to say is that I don't know how you could read the Pashit Pshat the way Rava understood the Pashit Pshat. Because if the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk is Vayibachar Shatel Yochem Hashem Machiv, it's referring to the baby, named the baby after the Ach Hames, then either it should have said Achicha, if we're talking to the Yavam, or it should have said Achiyaviv, if we're talking to Bezdin, and we're telling Bezdin who to name the child after. It's the child's uncle. It's not the child's brother, it's the child's uncle. That's who we're naming him after. So says the Gemara, doesn't sound like the Pashup Shad lines up anyways. So if the Pashup Shad doesn't line up, why do we need Xeris Shavah to be Moitzi from the Pashup Shad? The Chur, the Pashup Shad anyways doesn't work, but the Gemara says it's not a tiny, because Vidilma Hachi Kamalu. Maybe this is what the Pasuk is saying, meaning, Hachi Kamalu Rachmanu Bezdin. Bezdin's talking to Bezdin, and they're telling Bezdin, Imrulay the Yavam, tell the Yavam, Yachim Hashem Machiv. Tell the Yavam that he should name the baby after his brother. Oh, that's where the his is. It's not the Torah talk. If the Torah was talking straight to the Yavam, Torah would talk straight, right? Torah would say straight, Yashar. Name him after your brother. But the Torah's not talking to the Yavam. The Torah's talking to Bezdin. And they're telling Bezdin, quote, go tell the Yavam that the baby should be named after his brother. Oh, that's why the Lashon of Achiv is the proper Lashon. And the bottom line is, what would the Pashup Shat be? The way we explained it, because we have Xer Shava, Afikte Legamri, that's Moitzi Legamri from the Pashup Shat, and says, Rava, even though ordinarily the rule is that B'chol HaTorah Kula, even when we use Drush, this is an exception to the rule. Over here, we are Moitzi Midei Pshute. So what's the Makar to the Halacha in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, Mitzvah B'godol Yabin. What's the makar to it? V'hoya b'chayr ashetelet. We're being moitzi this pasuk midei pshutoi. And what we're saying is that the b'chayr is not the firstborn child, but it's the oldest brother. He's the one that has the schus to be the person to do the ibum. Says the Gemara, hashadamrit kar b'gadol ksiv. Now that we've said, that what it says in the Torah, v'hoya b'chayr ashetelet, what's it referring to? It's referring to the oldest brother. He has the one that has the schus to do yibum. Se'im b'chayr liyabim, pashal liyabim. Maybe only the oldest brother should have a mitzvah to do yibum, but maybe one of the other brothers should not have a mitzvah to do yibum. Meaning, maybe v'hoya b'chayr ashetelet doesn't just mean that the b'chayr has a schus to do it first. Maybe it's either him or no one. Right? The pasuk says, ki yesh v'achim yachdav, yivam yavay yolein, and this is v'hoya b'chayr ashetelet. You're telling me the b'chayr is the oldest brother, that's who it means. Okay, so the Torah just said the oldest one is the b'chayr, he's the one that does the yibum. How do you know that one of the other brothers has a mitzvah to do it? So the Gemara says, a gishmak keteretz, because imkein, if that's true, that only the oldest brother has a mitzvah to do yibum, but if it's not the b'chayr, then there's no yibum, then eshes achiv shleihoi b'ilami, the mit rachman olamali. So why do I need a miut of eshes achiv shleihoi b'ilami? The case of eshes achiv shleihoi b'ilami is where the brother died, and then after he died, another brother was born. Now, that brother that was born after his brother died, by definition, this is easy math, this is not complicated Yavamis, this is straightforward, can't be the oldest brother. Because if someone's oldest brother died, then by definition, he's not the Bechar. So the Gemara says, from the fact that we need a drasha, ki yesh v'achim yachdav, yeshiv achas b'olam, to be memayit, eshes achshalei yoyah b'olam, that's a raya, that it's not only the Bechar that does Yibam, because if only the Bechar that does Yibam, then that, by definition, would knock out, eshes achshalei yoyah b'olam, so I wouldn't need yeshiv achas b'olam, I would know it from v'hoya Bechar. But the Gemara says, parachar v'achar v'achar, said, I don't know if that's muchach, because v'emel amute b'chur de'imam. Maybe, when it says v'hoya Bechar, it means it has to be a Bechar. Now, usually you think of a Bechar, you think of the father's oldest son. But maybe it doesn't have to be the father's oldest son. Maybe it could be the mother's oldest son as well. And as long as this child meets the criteria of a Bechar, whether it's a Bechar la'av or Bechar la'eh, maybe that's enough for this child to be able to do Yibam. So it's possible to have an Eshes Achshalei Hayabai Lamai, where that brother is going to be a Bechar. Not a Bechar la'av, because he died, but a Bechar la'eh. So maybe that's why you need the miut of meaning, maybe only Bechar is able to do Yibam, because it says in the Torah, V'haya Bechar. But maybe when it says V'haya Bechar, it means either Bechar La'av or Bechar La'im, and that would explain why I need Eishas Achshalei Ba'ilamai in a case where the younger brother was a Bechar La'im, which is very possible. They were Achim and Av, which is the criteria for Yibam. They weren't Achim and Oem, and he was a Bechar La'imai, and as a result, you would think he has a mitzvah of Yibam, were it not for the fact of Eishas Achshalei Ba'ilamai. The Gemara says, Ahulei Masas Hamrit, you can't say that. The Yibam Benachla Talu Rachmanav Anachlam and Avalei Menem, because we know Yibam is Talu in Nachla, like we just darshan, that brother is the one that goes ahead and he yarshins, and Miyuchad Benachla, like we had the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak. But the bottom line is, Yibam we know is only about relationships from the father, not from the mother, and it's for that reason, it's not possible that if it says in the Torah, V'haya Bechar, it would mean Bechar La'ev, must mean Bechar La'av, and if it means Bechar La'av, and only the Bechar La'av is able to be Yav, and you shouldn't need a mitzvah of Eishes Achshalei Ba'ilami. So the Gemara says, that can't be. It can't be that only the Bechar is able to do Yibam. Okay, so must be. What does it mean when it says V'haya Bechar? It means he has a schos. That's the Mishnah. Mitzvah begadol Yav. But at the same time, the Mishnah says, when Kodim HaKodim Zachar, the Kodim comes afterwards, he's going to be okay as well. Says the Gemara, V'eimo, I have another possibility. Maybe K'ik HaBechar, this guy, Mitzvah Zibam. Maybe if there's a Bechar, there's going to be a Mitzvah Zibam. Abu Kilek HaBechar, but if there's no Bechar, wait, this guy, Mitzvah Zibam. Maybe, true, it's not only the Bechar that does Yibam. But at the same time, maybe the only time there's a mitzvah of Yibum is if there is a Bechar. But if there is no Bechar, maybe there's not going to be any mitzvah of Yibum at all. So if there's a Bechar, there's Yibum. But if there's no Bechar, there's no Yibum. What would be the lumdus in such a thing? So the Ritva says that maybe the lumdus would be that really the Bechar has the mitzvah. Like it says, Vayu Bechar Ashetele. But it's possible for one of the other brothers to do it as a shliach of the Bechar. Feels a little bit like Shitas Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Yud that we spoke at again in the introduction. But maybe one of the other brothers could do it as a shlich. But the only time the shlichus is going to work is if the Bechar is there. But if there's no Bechar, it's not going to work. So the Gemara says, Amakra, it can't be. Because it says in the Torah, Umeis achad mehe. Now, Umilo yaskir in the misbechar, v'amir rachman ali yavin katan. It says, there were kiesh po achim yachtav. Sounds like there were only two brothers, right? Achim, miut, achim ishnayim. And one of them died. Presumably, even the older one. And still it says that there's a mitzvah to go ahead and do Yibum. So you see clearly, even when there's no Bechar, there's a mitzvah to do Yibum. You can't tell me there's only a mitzvah of Yibum when the Bechar is at least alive, because it's not true. But the Gemara says, Ve'emi the miskatam, v'amir rachman ali yavin Bechar. How do you know that? Maybe it's talking around when the katam died. So the Gemara says, that can't be, because amir rachman ish azachim, shloi haya bay lama. Because we said already that if it's talking only where the Katan died, then we know that we have the mir of Eshesach Shlehei Bay Lamai. So if that's the case, why would you need the mir of Eshesach Shlehei Bay Lamai if it's anyways only talking about where the Bechar is alive? So it must be from that that you see that there's a mitzvah of Yibon even if the Bechar is not alive. Says the Gemara, Ve'emek Kileka Bechar Kadam Katam Zacha. Gemara says, I'll tell you another possibility. Maybe it's true. It's not only the Bechar that does Yibon. And not just that, you don't even need the Bechar to be alive in order for there to be a mitzvah of Yibum. Stating that, maybe when there's no Bechar, that's when the halach is kadam katan zacha. That if the katan, if the non-Bechar would do it, the non-Bechar would have an ability to do it. Aba v'ikka Bechar, kadam katan lai zacha. Maybe if there's a Bechar, then the younger brother won't be able to. Maybe the only time the younger brother could do it is when the Bechar is not alive. But maybe if the Bechar is alive, then the younger brother can't do it. Amakra. So the Gemara says that can't be either, because it says, ki yeshvu achim yachtab, hukshu yeshivas achim zalazah. We makish the two brothers to each other. And just like one could do it, the other could do it. So there's a hekish in the pasuk of ki yeshvu achim yachtab, that you don't have to be a Bechar. Any one of the brothers can do it. It says, vahaya Bechar. Vahaya Bechar is that he has a schus to come first. Oh, but at the end of the day, ki yeshvu Achim Yachtav teaches me that any one of the brothers could do. Frey, the Gemara ve'ema ki ikka b'char lehadar agadol, ki leka b'char en chayzrin etzel gadol. The Mishnah said, mitzvah begadol yabin. What does gadol mean? It means the oldest brother. What's the makar? The haya b'char. What does b'char mean? The b'char. B'char means the firstborn. The firstborn male. From the pasuk, it sounds like he has to be a b'char. Someone that needed a pidyon haben. From the Mishnah, it sounds like the oldest brother. What happens if the Bechar Leilein was not alive? So it'll be the next brother up. He'll be the one that will have the mitzvah to do it. Is it the Bechar or is it the Gadol? From the Pasuk, it's Mashma Bechar. Oh, but from the Mishnah, it's Mashma Gadol. So afraid the Gemara, maybe if there's a Bechar, Lahadar Agadol, Enochanami, oh, but Kilaka Bechar, maybe if there's no Bechar, maybe you don't have a mitzvah, big Gadol. So the Gemara says, and Alamatani, and we know it's not the case because we learned to the Brisa, Abaya Kashisha said, Mitzvah Begadol Yabim, Leirotzna, Hochen Eitzel Achavakotel, Leirotzna, Chazer Eitzel Gadol. That not only is it doesn't have to be the Bechar, but it's always the next oldest brother that comes second. Right, if the Bechar declines, so it's the next, and if that one declines, it's going to be the next one. So the Gemara says, Kibachar. It's not mistaber that it should be a din of Bechar, because ma Bechar b'chayru asa garmaloi, I've got the b'chayru asa garmaloi. What's the mile of a Bechar, right? It's not a question of Kedushas Bechar that you find, for example, in different parishes. It's about the oldest brother. He has the schos. Okay, so the oldest brother has the schos. If he's the Bechar, and if he's not a Bechar, then the oldest brother will have the schos, and after him, the second oldest brother will have the schos. It's not mistaber, says the Gemara, it should have anything to do with Bechar in the very technical sense. Rather, what it probably means is, it probably means the oldest brother. Says the Gemara, one last kasha. The Eimo kimiyabim b'char lishkol nachlo, abi kimiyabim pashit loy lishkol nachlo. The pasuk says that the hoya b'char ashetele, that the brother does the yibum, he gets the whole Yerusha. Now it says the b'char is the one that gets the Yerusha when he does the yibum. So the Gemara says, maybe kimiyabim b'char, if the b'char is the one that did the yibum, and enochinami, he'll get the nachlo. But kimiyabim pashit, what's a pashit? Pashit is the not Bechar. If the Pashit, the brother, not the Bechar, would be the one that did the Yibum, like Lishkol Nachla, maybe he wouldn't get Nachla. So the Gemara says, Amakra, it says, Yakum al Shem Achiv Arikam. And here again, the Ritva says the word Yakum is extra. So Yakum is an extra word to teach me that it doesn't matter which brother does it. Whether it's Bechar, even if it's one of the other brothers, whichever brother does the Yibum, he's the one that ends up getting the Nachla. So the Gemara says, Al Bechar, the Kayir Rachman Olamali. The Mahil says, why then did the Torah refer to this brother as a Bechar? Should have just said Gadol. Vaya Gadol. Why do we refer to him as the Bechar? So the Gemara says, the Greyasa. It's to teach me a halacha, but a halacha that actually works against the Yavam.
How? Ma bechor eno noitel beroy kibbe muchzik, afhai eno noitel beroy kibbe muchzik. We know the halach is that a bechor, yarishin's pi shnayim, right? He gets a double portion in his Yerusha. Stating that, there's a limitation to the pi shnayim, and that is, he only yarishin's bemuchzik, he doesn't yarishin beroy. So ordinarily, the halach is if a man dies and he leaves over assets that may be coming his way. So, they get divided pro rata based on however the Yerusha is going to be divided. However, the Bechor's Pishnayim is excluded from that, being that at the time that the father died, he physically didn't have those assets in his possession. It was only something that on a contingency basis, maybe one day he was going to get. It's the halacha that a Bechor is Einu Neitel Beroy. He doesn't get Yerusha for something that's Roy to come, Kibbe Muchzik, like he does for something that he already physically has. So from the fact that the Torah used the word Bechor when describing the fact that the Yavam Yarishin's his brother, it's coming to teach me that the Dina Yerusha of a Yavam works with the Dina Yerusha of a Bechor. And just like Bechor is Einu Neitel Beroy, Kibbe Muchzik, so too, he's not going to be noitel beroy kibbe muchzik. But what's the bottom line? This concludes the first two-thirds of the daf. And that is, v'hoya b'chor ashetelid. Yokum al shem achav ameis v'lo yimach ishmoy b'yisro. Pashup shayim, the pasuk has certainly sounded like that what the pasuk is saying is that the purpose of Yibam is to have a baby, and the baby will be a hemshech of the achameis. That's not what the pasuk means. V'hoya b'chor mitzvah b'gadol liyavim. Our mishnah. That the Yavam Yarshins, his brother that died. So much so, Vahoya Bechor means the Bechor that we had a whole Gemara with Kashas and Terutzim, bullet point style, to tell me that it's not only the Bechor that has a mitzvah of Yibam. You actually could have had a Havamina that only the Bechor does Yibam. Why? Because that's what it says in the Torah. It says Vahoya Bechor, and it's a whole Chiddush that's actually not the way it is. Zok the Mishnah right there. And this Mishnah is going to feel like a little bit of a digression. Just gonna start Amid Beis, then we'll speak out some rate. Talk to Mishnah. Hanitan ala shifcha. If there's a man who's being accused of doing an aveira of Gilui Arayis, together with a shifcha. The shifcha knanis, a non-Jewish woman. Vinishtachara. And then the shifcha was freed. Oi, alo evedes kechavim. He's a nitan on an evedes kechavim, meaning he's being accused of doing an aveira with a non-Jewish woman. Vinishkaira. And again, she was megayer. So, initially, she was a shifcha, she was an Avedis Chachavim, which meant that if this man wanted to marry them, he didn't have the option to do it. But now that the shifcha was nishtachrer, and now that the Avedis Chachavim was nishkayer, so really if this person would want to marry them, this is something he'd be able to do. Snok the Mishnah hareza lo yichnas. You're not supposed to marry them. Vim kines, and if he married them, im moitzi miyodoy, we let them stay married. We'll explain why. Hanitan al eshes ish, if someone's a nitan on an eshes ish, meaning someone's being accused of an aver of eshes ish, vaitziyua mitachas yodoy, and then this eshes ish was forced to be divorced by her own husband. Why? Because an eshes ish, that's mezana, is also to live with her husband. So this man who's a chashud with this eshes ish is not allowed to marry her. And even if he marries her, halach is yoytzi, we force her to get divorced. Again, we're going to get very much into this, into tomorrow's daf. But the topic of the Mishnah is a nitan. Someone that's being chashud to do an aveir of Gilui Arayis. If it's with a shifcha, or Avedes Kechavim, and then later the Shifcha and the Avedes Kechavim become available because they were Nishtaker, or they were Nishkayer, you shouldn't marry them. Vim Kines, and if you do Emetzim Yadei, we allow you to stay married. If the person was Nitan on an Eshes Ish, and now it's possible for this man to marry the Eshes Ish, you can't marry her. And if you do Yoitzi, you're going to be forced to give her a get. Rashi says, what's this Lashon HaNitan? It's an interesting Lashon. What's the Lashon HaNitan? So Rashi says, Chashud. Means Chashud, the way we taiched it. And then Rashi says, Koloimar. Right, whenever Rashi says Koloimer, he's bothered with something. It's just a funny word. Hanitan, just say Chashud. What does the word Nitan mean? So Rashi says Koloimer, Shetoyan in all of Divrei Laz. A Nitan is someone that they're timing about. Like a Nizik. A Nizik is someone that somebody was Mazik. So, he's a Nitan. They're timing about him. What are they timing? They're spreading rumors that he did Averis. Either way, Zokhti Gemar. Hug Yoyris, Miyahavu. It sounds like from the Mishnah that there was a man that was Nitan on an Avedus Kechavim. Let's pick that case. And then later she was a skyer, and now he wants to marry her. So the Mishnah says, "Areza lo yichnis." Now let him marry her. If he did get married, the Eved, you're allowed to stay married. But it sounds like if this woman wants to be megayer, we would allow her. Meaning, we'll accept her geirus. That's okay. If she really wants to be a skyer, we can accept her geirus. However, it's just that after she's a skyer, this person is not supposed to marry. So, Faith the Gemara, is that true? Is it so poshit that this woman's geira should be accepted. For a mini, echad ishin is gairu shomish. If a man was megair because he wanted to marry a certain woman, the echad ishin is gairu shomish. Or there was a woman that was megair because she wanted to marry a certain man. Vechem ishin is gairu shom shulchan malachim. Or if there's someone that was megair because of shulchan malachim, because he was told that if he becomes a yid, he's going to be oylal shulchan malachim. He wanted to join the rank and file of the Avdei Shloimeh in Gerim. All these Gerim are not Gerim. Why? Because it's not a sincere Geiris. And if it's not a sincere Geiris, it's not a Geiris. Divrei Reb Nechemya used to say, Echad Geiri Arayas, the people that were Megayer because of lions. Echad Geiri Chaloimes, or someone that was Megayer because the Bala Chaloimes came to him and he told him that it's a good idea. Echad Geiri Markov Esther, all the people that were Megayer in the times of Markov Esther, Rashi says, where do you find that people were Megayer in the times of Mordechai v'Esther? The rabbi may ame ha'aretz misyahadim. Kinafal pachad ha'yehudim alayim. So you see, they were misyahadim. They wanted to become Jews. So the halach is all these different people. From Nechemya said, ainam geirim, they're not geirim, and she's geirim. Until they're megayir, bizman hazeh. Unless they're megayir, and nowadays. Bizman hazeh, so good. But only nowadays? Only today we're mekabel geirim, from Nechemya's times? But earlier or later, not? Ele'em akid bizman hazeh. It has to be like bizman hazeh. Meaning, geirus only works if it's not the best of times. If it's the best of times, then we're not the Kabbal Geirim, because then we're suspect that maybe the Geirim is not a sincere Geirim. If, however, it's happening during good times, so then already we're Choshed, and that's a problem. Kibbiz, man, is that? That's when it's going to be okay. Either way, what's the Gemara's Kasha? This woman was an Adedus Kechavim. Apparently, there was some Gili Arayis between her and this man, or at least that's what the people are tying. Literally. That's what the rumor is. Now all of a sudden she's Megayir, and they want to get married. It certainly sounds like she's being Megayer because she wants to marry this man. It's mashma from the Mishnah, Harezel lo yichnois, vimkinei se moitzi miyada, clearly implying she's a Jewish woman. Because if she's not a Jewish woman, then you can't marry her even b'diavad. So we're implying that the Geirus for sure was a Geirus. Faith the Gemara, Rav Nechemya said that if someone's Megayer for any ulterior motives, then it can Geirus. And one of his examples were an Ish and his Geirus from Ish and Ish and his Geirus from Ish. Doesn't this sound like an Ish that was a Geirus from Ish? The Gemara says, yes. It's good kasha. About it, my Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta Mishmei de Rav Halach Divrei Omer Kulam Geirim. We don't pass like Rav Nechemya. If we pass like Rav Nechemya, this Mishnah would be a problem. But we don't pass like Rav Nechemya, and because we don't pass like Rav Nechemya, it's for that reason it's not a problem. The Gemara says, Ihachi. So if that's the case, if we don't pass like Rav Nechemya, we pass like that all these aforementioned people are really Geirim. So Chatchilo Nami. So then, why can't he marry her? Meaning, what's the problem over here? If the Geirim is a good Geirim, so what's Takav Shana in the Mishnah? Right? Again, just revisiting the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, don't marry her l'katchila. Why not? So if there's something questionable about the Geiris, I can hear it. But if the Geiris is a good Geiris, so what's the issue? So the Gemara says, Ravasi, it's based on something Ravasi said. Oh, Ravasi said, quoting a pasuk in Mishlei, Hoser mimcha ikshus peh, ulezus sifasayim, harchek mimecha. A person should not behave in a way where people are going to suspect him of doing an Aveira. And being that this person, if he ends up marrying this woman, it's going to give a lot of credence and a lot of credibility to the rumor. Right here, people were tying that he was doing an Aveira with this woman, and the next thing you know, she's Megayer and he's married to her. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, albeit. But the Mitzias is that from a rumor perspective, it's certainly going to give credence to the rumor, and there's an inyan that a Yid has to behave in a way where people are not going to spread things about him, even if they're not true. And it's for that reason the Mishnah says, don't get married. Now, b'diyevet, b'zeder, aynachanami, all it is a harchaka, it's a maila of some sort. But at the same time, b'chatchili, you're not supposed to. Tana Rabbanan, this note, ein mekabel geirim l'maisa mashiach. We are not going to be mekabel geirim l'maisa mashiach. Yitzabai, similarly, like kiblu geirim, they were not mekabel geirim. Levi may dove, not in the times of David HaMelech. For Levi may shloim, not in the times of shloim HaMelech. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Mikra. What's the makar to this? How do you know we're not going to be mekabel geirim l'maisa mashiach? How do you know they weren't mekabel geirim in the times of David and times of shloim? Again, these are the best of times. So how do you know that's the case? So one time, a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Hein, Goyer Yogur, when do we accept Geirim? Efes Meyoisi. It's only when things are not good. Mi Gor Itach, when the Geir comes at a time when he has to lower himself with you, Ayin Rashi, Alayach Yipa. That's when he's going to end up in Olam Haba. That's when the Geiris is going to be a Geiris. There's a few very geshmaka Tosfos in right here on this Amid. We're not going to talk about it now, but Be'ezus Hashem, we have to put a bookmark here. We have to come back to some short, light, Geshmaka Tosfos. One of the Tosfos that's just worth mentioning, and that is the Gemara says that Ein Mekabel Geirim b'Yimei Shloima. That in times of Shloima HaMelech, we weren't Mekabel Geirim. Great Tosfos, it's a Pella. Everyone knows that Shloima HaMelech married the daughter of Paroi. He married Bas Paroi. And obviously, she had a Geiris, because if she didn't have a Geiris, then
it's not possible that Shlomo HaMelech would have been able to marry her. So Freik Tosfos, how could you tell me they weren't Mekabel Gelim in the times of Shlomo HaMelech? One of the most famous converts in Jewish history, in Tanakh, was Bas Paroi, who was Megayer at the time of Shlomo HaMelech. So Tosfos says a Geshmaka Teretz. Tosfos says, what's the reason we weren't Mekabel Gelim in the times of Shlomo HaMelech? Because it was so good to be a Yid at that time that we were concerned that if someone's being Megayer, so maybe it's not sincere. Oh, but Bas Paroi, she anyways had it so good. She was coming from the family of Paroi. So she wasn't incentivized in any way. It's not like she was marrying up in the sense that, oh, now she's married. She anyways came from Melachim. So the fact that she was joining Klal Yisrael during this time really is not any reason to assume that it would have been insincere. For the fact that she would have a good life living in Yerushalayim, yeah, she had a good life living in Cairo. So she didn't necessarily have to do that. So it says, Toys for Zilbas the time. What's the whole reason we're not a Kabbal Gerim in the times of Shlomo HaMelech? It's based on that. So as it relates to Bas Paroi, this is not something that would have been applicable. Stating that, it's Yaduah the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Isuri Bia, some of the most famous Lushoinus in the Rambam, tucked away. The Rambam over there is answering this question. He's mamish addressing this inyan. It's very rare that the Rambam asks a kasha and gives the teretz in his Yad Chazaka. This is like a ve'im toimer and a ve'yesh loimer of the Rambam. Ayin Shom, unfortunately, because of the little bit of time we have, we can't go into this. So we'll, as far as raid goes, return to the beginning of the daf and talk about what the majority of the daf discussed. And that is, it says in the Torah, the purpose of Yibum is v'haya b'chayra sheteled yakum al shem achiv ames v'lo yimachi shmoi b'Yisrael. And Rava said that even though in kol haTorah kula ein mikra yoytz v'dei pshuta, this pasuk is the one pasuk in the entire Torah where the emes pshat and the pasuk is not the pasuk pshat. The pasuk pshat and the pasuk sounds like that. The child that's going to be born through the Yibum should be named after the Achames, so that we will assure that v'lo yimachish may be Yisrael. But the Gemara says that's not what the pasuk means. In fact, the Bechor that this pasuk is talking about is not the child that's born. It's talking about the Yavam. How so? Mitzvah begadol Yavim. Asher Teled is pralaylanis. What does Yakum al Shem Achiv mean? Not name the baby after the Achames. What it means is he should be a Yoyresh. V'lo yimachish may be Yisrael. Pralasaris. That's the drasha of the Gemara, based on a Braisa, really rooted in our Mishnah, and with Rava's very, very famous line in Shas, that even though kol haTorah kula ein mikra yoytze midei pshutai, but hoch over here, asoy gzeira shava, afikte mipashte lagami. And it certainly sounds like from this Gemara, that even though when you mavis edra, in Parshas Kiseitze, it sounds like there's a halacha, that the first child that was born from the Yavim, the Yavama, was named after the Achames, Aber. It's clear in the Gemara that that's not the Pshat. I ain't mikri yoytze midei pshuta. Yeah, it's true. There's one exception to the rule, and it just so happens this is the exception to the rule. Stating that, it's not so pashut. And just two rayas that it's not so pashut from the Gedolei Rishonim. The first one's from a Rashi, and the second one's from a Ramban. So we know that there's two parashiyos of Yibum that are mentioned in the Torah Shebik Saf. One is in Parashas Vayeshev, the story of Yehuda and Tamar, and the other one is in Ksuvim, it's in Megillas Rus, regarding Bayaz and Rus. So what's the short version of the Ma'is in Parashas Vayeshev? The pasuk says that Yehuda was married, he had three sons, and he had a daughter-in-law, Tamar. Er, Yehuda's oldest son, was married to Tamar, and then Er died, and he left over no children. Yehuda went to Oinon, and he said, you know, your brother died, he didn't leave over any children. Go to your brother's wife, Tamar, and do Yibum. So like this, you'll be Hakim Zera L'Achicha. Now the pasuk says, Oinon didn't want to do Yibum. And of course, the rest is history. Zok Tehillah Rashi. It's Rashi Al HaTorah and Pashas Vayeshev. It's Perik Lamed Ches. It's Pasuk Ches. What did Yehuda mean when he told Oinon, Boya Leishin Sochicha V'Yabim Moisa V'Hakim Zera L'Achicha? One line. Habein Yikare Al Shem Ames. What he told him was that you should do Yibum. You're going to have a baby. And when the baby is born, you know what you should name the baby? V'Yikare Yishmai B'Yisrael Er. So he's a Rashi. So Rashi says, what was he telling him to do? Have a baby, then name the baby after the brother that died. Fake the Ramban. How could that be? It's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. That even though it does say in the parasha of Yibum language that would seem to suggest this, Yochum Al Sheimach of Ameis, but Rav already said that this pasuk is not the pasuk of Shad. Even though Kol Atayru Kol Emikriyotz B'nei Pshuti, this is the one exception to the rule. So why would Rashi be mefarish a pasuk that Yehuda is telling Oynon, go ahead and do Yibum V'Hakim Zera that Aben Yikar Al Sheim Ameis? Oh, but as I say in Rashi, it's a Rashi Al Atayra in Parshas Vayeshev. The Ramban, interestingly, is the other Rishon, or a other Rishon, I should say, that says this, and it's in Parshas Pinchas. The context over there is actually very, very fascinating. It's a little complex, but we're learning Yevamos. I think we can handle this. And the passing over there is talking about the different families that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, right? So there's different parashas in the Torah where there are different mishpachas that are mentioned. Right? It feels a little bit repetitive. So for example, just to get a feel for what's happening in Parshas Pinchas. So Moshe Rabbeinu is counting Klal Yisrael, and he's counting them with mishpachosam. Reuven, Bechor Yisrael, Bnei Reuven, Chanoich, Mishpachas HaChanoichi, Lefalu, Mishpachas HaPalui, Lechetzroin, Mishpachas HaChetzroini, Lekarmi, Mishpachas HaKarmi, Eile, Mishpachos HaRuveni. And then you have Bnei Shimon, Lenemuel, Mishpachas HaNemueli, Liyomen, Mishpachas HaYomini, Liyochin, Mishpachas HaYochin. The Ramban, in this parsha here, in the middle of Parsha's Pinchas, it's a long Ramban. The Ramban says that if you look at which families got names, like Mishpachas HaNemueli, Mishpachas HaYomini, Mishpachas HaYochini. So the Ramban says that it's all the people that were alive at the time that Yaakov Avinu and his Mishpacha descended onto Mitzrayim. So we know B'shivim Nefesh Yardu Aviseinu L'Mitzrayim. We're going to say it soon in the Agadah Shel Pesach. So whoever was a member of those 70, they're the ones that would go down as being the families. So Nemuel is one of the 70, and that's why in Parashas Pinchas, there's the Mishpachas HaNemueli. Yomin is one of them, so therefore he goes down as Mishpachas HaYomini. Yochin is one of them, so he goes down as the Mishpachas HaYochin. Says the Ramban, if you go through all the different names, this works, with the exception of two. There's two names that is inconsistent with this klal. There are two names, and that's by the Bnei Binyamin. The Pasuk says, Bnei Binyamin l'mishpachosam, l'vela Mishpachas HaBali, l'ashbel Mishpachas HaAshbeli, l'achiram Mishpachas HaAchorimi, L'shufam mishpachas ha-shufami, l'chufam mishpachas ha-chufami. The pasuk lists five sons of Binyamin, and they all have families. They're patriarchs of their respected mishpacha. Vayiu b'nei Bela. Now Bela, who was one of the sons of Binyamin, so he had two sons, Ard v'Naman. Says the pasuk mishpachas ha-Ardi and l'Naman mishpachas ha-Nami. That's what the pasuk says. Now, Ard and Naman were Enoch of Binyamin. These Enoch were born already in Mitzrayim. And yet you have the Mishpachas HaArdi and you have the Mishpachas HaNami. So Frank, the Ramban, that he doesn't understand how this is consistent, how this stems with Pashup Shat, how you read the Psukim here in Parashas Pinchas. So he brings that Ramosh HaDarshan already asked this Kasha, and Ramosh HaDarshan said a Pshat, and then he brings another Pshat that he saw. But he says, Avonucha Loimar, I'm going to give a suggestion. I've seen the Rishonim make different pshatim. But Avonucha Loimar, I think you can say the pshat is like this. He says as follows. The emes is, Binyamin, the pasuk lists as having five sons. Right? This pasuk mentions five mishpachas that came from Binyamin. Binyamin really had more than five sons. We know how many sons Binyamin had. Binyamin really had 10 sons. So what happened to his other five sons? Bechura, they weren't alive anymore. They died. Because they died, so therefore they weren't zoicha to have mishpachas. And because they didn't have mishpachas, it's for that reason they're now listed over here in Parshas Pinchas. Says the Ramban, if you look carefully at the names of Binyamin's sons, Ubnei Binyamin, Bela, Vavecher, Vashbel, Gera, Vinamon, Namon, Achei Feroish, Mupim, Vachupim, Vaord. So the two Enochloch of Binyamin that are mentioned as having families here in Parashas Pinchas, the sons of Bela ben Binyamin are Naaman and Ard. It just so happens that Binyamin had two sons, Naaman and Ard, who are not alive here in Parashas Pinchas. They're not patriarchs of their respective families. But he did have two such sons. Is that a coincidence? The Ramban says, I don't think it's a coincidence. I'm going to tell you what I think happened. He says, you want to know what happened? Ki erd v'nama b'nei binyamin mesu. They died. B'loi banim. And they didn't have any sons. U'bela rotzim l'hakim l'achiv l'shem b'Yisrael. And then Bela, who was one of Binyamin's other sons, he wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. So how was he being mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum l'hakim l'achiv l'shem b'Yisrael? So what did he do? He was miyabim eshes Ard and eshes Naaman.
And then he had a baby. And when he had a baby, he named them Arden Amon. To be Mekayim, this Indian of being Mekim Shem Yisrael. And then he says, and it makes so much sense. You know why? He was the oldest son. Because if you look in Binyamin's family, when it lists his 10 sons, are daf coming to life in Parshas Pinchas. If you look at Ubnei Binyamin, Bela, first Bela, then Becher, and Ashbel, and Gerib, and Ab, and Achir, but first is Bela, because that's the halacha is mitzvah begad liyabim. So Bela was the oldest son, he wanted to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yibim, so he was Miyabim Eishas Naman, and then he was Miyabim Eishas Ard, and then he named the child Naman and Ard, and that's where these children of Naman and Ard came from. But here's the point, that being that, so alumnus in a Pashup shot in a technical basic. He says that being that Arden Naman, although they were Bnei Bela, but what was their tachlis? Vahokim lochiv shame of the Naman and the Ard that were really the sons of Binyamin. And those sons of Binyamin were from the Yoitz of Mitzrayim. And they technically had the schus in having families. And they're coming now in lieu of them. Yochim al shem achav ames. So therefore they was like the families. Because they're not just Eim HaKlucha Binyamin. They're really there, L'Hakdim L'Achiv Shem, Yochim HaShem Achiv Ames. That's what their purpose is, that's what their tachlis is. That's why they have the name, that's why Bel is the father, because he's the oldest brother. Because he's the mitzvah of the God, the Liyapin. And I'll call Yavi, I'm going to come in B'Shalom. As I state the Ramban. So we have two Rishonim. We have Rashi in Parashas Vayeshev. And then we have the Ramban in Parashas Pinchas. You have to know how the two Rambans stem, not for now. But you have a Rashi and a Ramban that both say the same exact thing. That the Metzius is, there was this idea of naming after the Achames. So here's the Kasha. As it stem with Argumar. Argumar said clearly, Amar Rava, Rava said, Afal Gaf, the Bechol HaTayra Kulei Mikri Yoitzim, the Pshutoi, Hochasoi Gzei Reshova, Afikte Mi Pashte Legamre, it's no Sheikh, it's not the Pshan and the Pasuk. It's the one time in the entire Torah that you find that the Pashup Pshat is Nit Emes. So how does it stem? Here you have a Rashi and Parshas Vayeshev talking about the Yibum of Yehuda and Tamar. And here you have the Rabban, who, by the way, this would be the third Yibum that we have in Torah Shev Exav. We've been talking about the two. This would be number three. We're here too with this whole Yibum that happened with the son of Binyamin. And he's again being Mefarish based on the Pashup Pshat, which the Gemara said is really not the Emes. But the Pshat is Pashut. It's very, very Pashut. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Amar Rava, even though Kol HaTorah Kula Emek Yoytzim V'Dei Pshutoi, over here, Asoy Gzei Reshova, V'Afikte Mipashte Dekra Legamre." Over here, the Pashup Shad is not the Pashup Shad. Zok Rashi, what does it mean, V'Afikte Legamre? She'ein Tzorech Likrois Levnoi B'Shem Achav Ames. Rashi says, that you know what it means, that over here, the Mikra is Yoytzim V'Dei Pshutoi? What it means is you don't have to name the child after the Achames. Rashi didn't say there's no Inyan to do it. That's not what Rashi said. What Rashi is saying is you don't have to. Meaning when it says in the Pasuk, Yochim al Shem Achiv, the Pasuk is telling me a din, a chiyuv, a mitzvah. So Zot Rava, that's not true. A chiyuv does not. You want to know if there's an Inyan? Avada there's an Inyan. And that's why Yehuda told Oinon, go ahead and you should name your child there. And that's Pshat over here in Arden Naman. Because Avada is an Indian. So what does it mean that over here Mikri is Yoytzim V'Dei Pshutai? So no, you're dashing in the Pashup Pshat. No, we're not dashing in the Pashup Pshat. Because the Pashup Pshat is that there's a Chiyuv. The Pashup Pshat is Yochum Al Shem Achav Ames. That this is something you have to do. Torah is telling you what to do. The Torah is not telling you to do that. The Torah is saying that the Bechar is the one that has a schus to do Yibum, and when he does Yibum, Yochum HaShem Achiv Ames, Lenachlo. That's what the Torah is telling you. But at the same time, you see from the Pasuk that Epist is an Indian here. You see something, and because you see something, that's why Rashi and Parshas Vayeshev was Mefarish the way he was Mefarish, and that's why the Ramban and Parshas Pinchas was Mefarish the way he was Mefarish as well. L'chura, that's Pashup Shah. To be miyashiv the rishonim, because otherwise you posh it. It's a plea in his gava admoi. But that's the pashup shah. But one thing then you see in Yibum, something you see agav, is this chashivos of naming after somebody. So you're naming a child and you're deciding what name to give. You see there's an inyan to name a child. It's a covet, it's a zach, to name a child after somebody that died. It's clear. As I state, you see it here in Yibum that there's an inyan to name a child after somebody that died. And the truth is that it's a medrash, it's a chazal. This is Makar to this, the medrash is in Parshas Noach. That talks about this inyan, but that same medrash says that although there's an inyan, it's not always the way it was. The Medrash says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argued. They said something similar, but at the same time, they didn't say the same thing. Rabbi Yossi said, Harishonim, in the earlier generations, Al Yidei Shehoyu Makirim as Yichuseyim. Because people were familiar with their Yichus, Hoyu Maitzin Shman, L'Shem HaMa'ira. So when they used to name a child, they would name the child L'Shem HaMa'ira. They would name it based on something that was going on in the world at that time. Right? You go through all the Psukim in the Torah, you see why people got their names, the Shvatim or whoever it was. It was always L'Shem HaMa'ira. Aval Anu, but She'en Anu Makirim as Yichuseyinu. He says, we don't really know our yichus. So anu, us, maitzi l'shem aviseinu. Instead, we're maitzi l'shem aviseinu. So he says that the Friya, the Gedairis, they were makirim yichuseyim. So when they used to name, they would name l'shem ama'ira. We don't know our yichus so much. So what we do is we name after people. What does that mean? They were makir their yichus. People used to live very, very long. And because people used to live very long, so you're going to name after the Zayd. The Zayd is 871 years old. Everyone knows him. He's seen already 14 generations. He's beseder. So they didn't feel that it was such a need, it was such a tzairich to go ahead and do it. So what did they do? They used to name L'Shem HaMa'ir. But he says, us, we're not makir yichuseinu anymore. Because unfortunately, now it's imation, yichuseinu v'em shivim shana, v'em begvuru shmoinim shana. Now it's already different. So lebig isn't the hayat b'zahindit in tzvansik. It's not the way it used to be. It's not the good old days. So therefore, for us, anu maitzi and L'Shem HaVeseinu, therefore it's considered a kovid zach to name after the Elton. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, harishonim, in the early generations, because people used to use Ruach HaKodesh, so they used to name L'Shem HaMa'ira. Because they had Ruach HaKodesh. So because they had Ruach HaKodesh, they knew what names to give. Aval anu us, she'en anu mishtamshim b'Ruach HaKodesh. We, who don't have Ruach HaKodesh anymore, so we can't use Ruach HaKodesh to figure out what names to give. Anu maitzin l'shem aviseinu. So therefore, when it comes to us giving names, we just name after the Zaydis. But either way, so this is a makar from a medrash, it's in Parshas Noach, that talks about naming after Zaydis, that the chshivos of giving a name, which is rooted a shtickel in the parsha of Yibum, because you see, give the name. What do you mean? I thought Rava said that's not the parsha of Shana. The Pasuk, and over here, meaning it is the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, but we don't go with the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, but Rashi and Parshas Vayeshev, the Ramban and Parshas Pinchas. So you see at the end of the day that there is such a Zach. And so in the Parsha of Vomis, it's already rooted that there is something to a name, and it's a Kovid Zach. There's a Hem Shechinim by going ahead and naming in that vein. But it wasn't always like that. Now in the Shpeita de Gedairis, this is the way it is. Oh, but the Rishonim and the Friya de Gedairis, this is not the way it was. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, one said that they used to do it L'Shem HaMa'ira, and the other one said that they used to do it Al-Pi Ruach HaKodesh. But the bottom line is, that's the way names used to be given. There's an interesting tshuva from the Divrei Malkiel. So who was the Divrei Malkiel? The Divrei Malkiel, whose name was Malkiel Tenenbaum. He lived in the late 19th century, early 20th century. He passed away in the year 1910. He was the Rav Lomja. He was a Veloshin Talmud. He was a Goyen Oilam. Wrote several Chalakim of tshuvas, Kederech, of the Grace and Meshivim of the 19th century. And in Chela Gimel, Divrei Malkiel, Simin Ayin Hei, he was asked a very interesting question. The question that he was asked was, is there was a man who had a daughter whose name was Simcha. And now he had a boy. And he wants to name his son Simcha. Simcha is a name that you find girls have, and it's a name that you find boys have. And the question was, if he already has a daughter named Simcha, could he now name his son, Simcha, as well? The Chassam Sofer had a daughter, Simcha. And of course, he had Remeir Simcha, v'chulu v'chulu. But the bottom line is that Simcha's a girl's name and it's a boy's name. So this was the question. The question was, if you already have a daughter whose name is Simcha, can you now name a boy Simcha? So it says, Divrei Malkiel, the emes is that you find in Tanakh that there were people that had two children that had the same name. He gives examples, Ayin Shah. But he says it's pasha to him that was then. Today you would not be able to do it anymore. He says why? He says based on this medrash. Because it's mavur in this medrash that the Rishonim and the Friya de Gedairis, they used to name based on Ruach HaKodesh. They used to name based on a ma'ura, something that happened. So if their Ruach HaKodesh said to name two children with the same name, that's what they did. You always follow the Ruach HaKodesh. Right? If the ma'ura warranted that two children should have the same name, so this is something that they would do because it was based on the ma'ura. But he says, haint. And already in the times of Chazal, the Medrash already said, we name based on Aviseinu, we name based on the Zaydis, that's how we give names. So if this is the way that we give names, says the Divrei Malkiel, it's poshit that based on that, you would not give two children the same name, you should only give a name once, as out of a coven, and after that you shouldn't. And he says, it doesn't matter if one is a boy and the other one's a girl, it's the same difference, it's not something you should do. And then he gets involved in a whole side discussion in terms of names. And then at the very, very end, he says that the emes says, Ubalav hachi. He says, besides, ani tameya. I find this to be a very, very big chiddush. That you find that there are women that have boys' names. He says it's not appropriate. And there's many, many cheshashos. And he says, if you want a zeicha ledavar, yesh iser, there's a law in the Torah that says that a woman is not allowed to wear simlas gever. And the same is true that a man is not allowed to wear the begadim of a woman. So he says, based on that, the different malkiel, this whole shiloh that you would have a name that somehow would be appropriate for a boy and a girl. He says, I'm not comfortable with this. Because really, it should be a boy's name or it should be a girl's name. It's a big tamiah to me. What happened to Lay Silbash? You're wearing a name that belongs to a woman, or a woman's wearing a name that belongs to a man. He says, I think it's inappropriate, and because it's inappropriate, I don't think this is something you should do. So last week, Klal Yisrael lost the Gadol Adar, the Sarat Torah, Hagoyin, Hagadol, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zeichet Tzadik, the Kadosh Levracha. So it's obviously impossible to even attempt to say Divrei Hesped Al Hagoyin, but at the same time, there's a piece in the Sefer Time of the Kro, it's in Parshas Kiseitze, where Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes this Divrei Malkiel. He quotes this Divrei Malkiel. The Divrei Malkiel suggestion that he says that he thinks that it's inappropriate to have a woman who's going to have a man's name and a man that's going to have a woman's name. Just like men wear men clothing and women wear women's clothing, there's a lav in the Torah, like Silbash. So too, when it comes to names, he said it should be delineated in the same exact way. Men should have men's names and women should have women's names. This was the ha'ar of the Divrei Malkiel. So Reb Chaim said that even though in Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel it's mavur that this is not a good thing, but at the same time, Aval Hanira midivrei apoyskin v'chazal v'rishoyinim shloi chashul lezeh. He says, but if you look in Chazal and the Rishoyinim, it's clear that this is not something that we're worried about. Like you find in many mekaymas, and then kalacha yad. These are short ha'aras. If you're familiar with the Sefer Time of the Krah, they're not long shtiklach. They're very, very short shtiklach. Kalacha yad. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings 79 examples. Ayin tes. Example, dugmois, of where you find in Chazal and on the Rishonim level and in Tshuvas where there were men that had women names or women that had men names. It's kedai to just go through a little bit, and this is Pasha the Hespin on Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Avi Bas Zecharia. There was a woman, her name was Avi Bas Zecharia, Imoy Shel Chizkiyo. She was Chizkiyo's mother, Melachim Beis Perik Yud Ches, Matzinu Amoira. You find an Amoira whose name was Reb Avi, in Mesech de Soifrim, Perik Yud Beis Halachava. So in Melachim Beis Perik Yud Ches, you have Avi as a woman's name, and then in Masech Tesoifrim Perik Yud Beis Halachavav, you have Avi that's a man's name. Aviya ben Rechavam, Melech Yehuda, right? Rechavam was the son of Shloimeh. He had a son whose name was Aviya. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayom in Beis Perik Yud Aleph. Ubesoif Medrash Rus, and in the end of Medrash Rus, again you find Rabbi Yaakov Bar Aviya. Yet Umatzinu Aviya Eishes Chetzroin. You find the Chetzroin had a wife whose name was Aviya. This is in Divrei Hayom in Aleph Perik Beis, and you have Aviya who was Bas Zechariyo, and this is in Divrei Hayom in Beis Perik Chavtes. Avital Safra. There was someone whose name was Avital. It's a Yalkut in Daniel. It's also a Gemara Ma'ikot and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Yet you find that David HaMelech had a wife whose name was Avital, Shmuel Beis Perigimel. Adoniya Ben Chagas. That's in Shmuel Beis Perigimel. Umatzinu Adoniya Eshes Melech Kush. The king of Kush, the king of Ethiopia, had a wife, Adoniya. How do you know that? It's in Sefer HaYashar. So Sefer HaYashar is an old Sefer that talks about different Maiselach and it mentions things that happened in the Amalekitzaitin. And over there it talks about a king from Cush, and he had a wife whose name was Adoniya. So you have Adoniya ben Chagas in Shmuel Beis, and you have Adoniya, you have Ahava Breda Reb Zera. Reb Zera had a son whose name was Ahava. It's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Tzadik Vav on the base. Yet there's a Sefer called Shem Chadash, where it goes through all the Shemes HaGittin, and over there, when he lists the ladies' names, so one of the ladies' names that he mentions is the name of Ahava. Move along a little bit, I'm skipping. Zusha. The name Zusha, is it a man's name or a woman's name? So you think it's a man's name, right? So he says in the Beis Shmuel, who wrote a Shemus HaGittin, he chronicled all the names for Gittin, right? And when you learn Gittin, it's very important to know names and the spelling of names. So in Shemus HaGittin, Zusha, when he has his list of men, so over there the Beis Shmuel mentions Zusha. But if you look in the Sefer Shem Chadash, so when he goes through his list of names, when he talks about all the women names, he mentions Zusha. So you have in the Beis Shmuel, he names it by the men, and in the Shem Chadash, he names it by the women. So obviously it must have been a name that men had, it must have been a name that women had. Zisel. What about Zisol? So he says, if you look in the Sefer, Get Mesuder, that's also a Sefer that lists Shemos Hagitin. So it mentions over there the name Zisol. Yet in Shem Chadash, it listed by the names of women. What about Zemel? We have a read bite about the name Zemel. But what about the name Zemel? He says there too, in the Get Mesuder, he has it on the side of all the men. And then in the Shem Chadash, it's in the Vayta section. It's together with the women. See, you see over here, some of them had it by the men, some had it by the women. Now, no one was making a mistake. It must have been a name of a man. It must have been the name of a woman. Chushin is another one, a name we're familiar with. Chushin ben Dan, Parshas Vayigash. Yet, Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Chushin Eshes Shacharim. You have to know Divrei Hayomim Aleph. But it's right there. There's a name of Chushin. Yoyel. The name Yoyel. So Yoyel, of course, is a man's name, right? So Yoyel Anovi. Yet, Ubetikin Seifrim, in the Hashmatis, to the Hagois, Ois Nun, there was a woman. Her name was Yoyel Eshes Rabzelki. Her husband's name was Zelki, and her name was Yoyel. So Chaim said, I found the name Yoyel also. Yoyna Hanavi, right? Yona. So that's a name that you find on the men's side and on the lady's side. Yoyna Hanavi, umatzinu b'medrish k'sav yad, sheshem eishes Asher, Yoyna. Asher of Shvatim fame. So his wife's name was Yoyna. Rabbi Yeshua, the name Yeshua. So he said, I found the name Yeshua ben Rabbi Yosef. He was the mechaber of the sefer called Alichas Olam. Yet in the Shem Chadash, when it talks about the Shem Esagitin, he mentions Yeshua as being a woman's name. There's a name Mazel Tov. He said, I found the name Mazel Tov. He said, there was a yid, his name was Rabbi Mazel Tov Mimodino. He wrote a sefer called Pirurei Lechem. That's what he says. It's quoted in the sefer Pleita Soy from Oy Zayin Simen Tov Yud. Yet in the Yad Aharon, in Hilchis Gittin, when he lists all the names of women, he lists the name as Mazel Tov, as being one of the names of a woman. Miriam. That's easy, right? Miriam. Miriam Hanaviyo. He goes through the whole list. Miriam Hartarmudis. Miriam Bas Nachtum. Or some have the Gersim. Miriam Bas Tanchum. Miriam Bas Eli Betzalim. Miriam Bas Bilgo. Miriam Megadla Nashia, Miriam Megadla Dardiki of the beginning of Chagiga fame, Miriam Upurta Sara, Miriam Eimoy Shal Abishal, Miriam Bita Shal Shimon Ben Gurion, Miriam Bita Shal Nakdimoy, Umikamaka, and he says, yeah, although of course Miriam is a woman's name, but you find Gamkein, Rabbi Loza Ben Miriam. There was a Rabbi Loza Ben Miriam in Rus Rabba, Perik Dalit Simintes, and he's assuming that if his name was Rabbi Loza Ben Miriam, then Miriam must be the father, because usually when Chazal say, Atana, Ben, someone, usually it's Ben the father's name. Marta Bas Baisos, the name Marta. Marta, man's name, or it's a lady's name. Marta Bas Baisos. Yevam Samach Aleph, coming up. Yumud Yotches, Ksubas Kuv Dalet, Gittin Nun Vav, Sukkah, Nun Beis, Matzinu Gamkein, Marta, Mishmeder Rab Yeshua, Bepsachim Kuv Gimel Amad Aleph, Bissan Hejin Hey Amad Aleph, Ivoi, Vechana, Vesheila, Umarta, Verabchia, Kulu B'nei Abba Baracha, Karas Lamikafra Hava. They're all brothers. Marta. Marta's one of the brothers. So you see, Marta's also a man's name. Uberash Bamba of Abbasrum and Bezam and Aleph, Shem Chacham, Achiv Shal Rabchia. Then he says, but he found in the Sefer Margolis Hayam, Amasechta Sanhedrin, quotes Rabbi Reuven Margolis from Chaim. So he says, in the Sefer Margolis Hayam, quoting Rabbi Reuven Margolis, Hevi Mitshuvas Hagoinim, Shem Marta Hoysen, Ekeva, Achoysen Rabchia, Ayin Shal. Rab Nuroi, right? Rab Nuroi was one of the names of Rab Meir. Rab Nuroi, Kedushim Pei Bezam and Aleph. Ubatzinu Nehurai, Achsei the Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Yerushalmi Brachas, Perik Gimel Alach Aleph. It's enough in the Yerushalmi, the third Perik Masechta's Brachas. There was a Yid whose name was Nehurai, and he was the sister of Rabbi Yehuda. Serach Bas Asher. That's a classic lady's name. Serach Bas Asher. Soit Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. Ubatzinu Beyalkit Bahaloischa, Remis Tovshin Lamidvav. That over there, the Yalkut mentions the 70 skenim of Shevet Yehuda. Every Shevet had 70 skenim. And when it lists the 70 skenim of Shevet Yehuda, one of the skenim that it lists is Serach. Serach is one of the Etel. Etel is the name of a woman. That's usually what you think. He quotes from the Shemes HaKittin. Is an Esther Rabba, Perik Bey Simen Hey, Rav Chanina Bar Etel. This is Rav Chanina Bar Etel. It's clearly a man. Tzipar. What about Tzipar? Tzipora. What about Tzipar? Balak Ben Tzipar, Umatzinu Gamkin Tzipar Bas Avshalim, Yerushalmi Gittin, Perikei, Halacha Gimel. Tzofnas Paneach, the name Tzofnas. Is that a man's name or is that a lady's name? Reb Chaim knew. Tzofnas Paneach, it was Yosef, so you see it was a man's name. Yet, Umatzinu Tzofnas Bas Paniel, it's a Gemara Gittin, Nun Chesam Ad Aleph. What about the name Shalom? So Shalom is a man's name. Shalom Ben Yovish, Malachim Beis Tezva, Bechain Shalom Ben Tikva, Shalom Ben Yoshio, Shalom, Ubibrachis Rabbi Periklam Adalid, Simon Tezra, Shalom, Matsinu Gamkin, Ima Shalom, Ishto, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's famous wife was Ima Shalom. Simcha, he brings the name Simcha. So Simcha is the name of a man. Sukkah Memchasa Mebeis, Toisvis Yuma Memvava Mebeis quotes a Rabbeinu Simcha, Umatsinu Bechuvas Maril, and he says he found the Chuvas Maril, Simonun Zain, Achoisi Mora Simcha. And Tamar, what about the name of Tamar? So Tamar was Eshes Yehuda. Tamar was the sister of Avshalom, Ubas Avshalom, Yevamos Lamedalu Lamedbeis. We're going to learn about Tamar Shal Beis Rebbe, Yerushalmi Megillah Perigimel Alacha Beis Tamar Tamrurim. Yet Umatzinu Yerushalmi Beya Perikay Alacha Beis LeGirsa. According to one Girsa, Tamar Bar Idi Ubetshuvas Harosh Klal Munches Harab Rab Tamar. And then he said, I found a tshuva in the Marach or Zeruah who refers to a Menachem Rab Tamar. So he said, you find Tamar, even though it's a lady's name, but you find that it was a man's name as well. So it says Reb Chaim that Avshe Baharbi Mehem Yesh Litchoy Kamuvan. I skipped around that even though a lot of these things it could be Doicha. Why? She yesha nekudais neshtanais. He says sometimes the nekudais are a little bit different. The yesha nikral shem imay. Sometimes I'm assuming that because it says ben Miriam, that Miriam must have been the father. Maybe it's really the mother. V'gam efshesh v'shem shol goy ein kepeda, like Balak ben Tzipar. So maybe there's a difference between Tzipar, if it's Balak ben Tzipar who's not a yid, versus Tzipar that's a yid. Abim mikal makim beruba nirish lechashul azeh. Says roiv of these cases is absolutely eisen, and roiv of these things, you can't think zech. So the bottom line is that the different malkiel was discussing Derek Agav. He says that this whole shaila that was brought to me regarding the name Simcha, it makes me a little bit uncomfortable because I don't understand that somebody even had a Havamina to name a son and a daughter with the same name as if to say that it would be shaykh such a thing. Either it's a boy's name or it's a girl's name. And L'chayr, it has to be a mechitza between the two names because otherwise it's going to be a lav of Le'yilbash and Le'silbash. This is not something you're allowed to do. It's a ha'ara that he says. It's something that bothered the Divrei Malkiel. So Rav Chaim, that Anuchanami, I hear, Abba Mechilas Kvardai, Kalachayad, he said, of 79 rayas that you find there were times and there were instances where there were people that had names, sometimes interchangeable, names of a boy and names of a girl.